They're holding by Avodas Hashem, Maimer Shlishi, Yitzivus Ba'avodas Hashem Beis, having balance. Last time, we discussed the general concept, which is very important, that to prevent easy come, easy go, to prevent the flipping back in stage, it requires Ahava and Yira. That Av and Yira are the two mitzvos, but not even mitzvos, they're the two concepts that keep a person grounded. And not only grounded, they help a person internalize his growth. That things shouldn't just be happenstance, shouldn't just be things that I do, but they become part and parcel of who I am. However, and this is what the Rebbe is very bothered by and what he's going to deal with in this shtickle, is what happens if you're not feeling it? We all have those moments, those days, those weeks where we're not feeling it. In other words, that we don't feel the rishpe ahava, the fire burning inside that's emotionally arousing us and waking us up and connecting us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We don't have that image of awe, that feeling of awesomeness that's connecting me and driving me to have that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What happens if I don't feel it? What do I do then? How do we ensure that our kinyanim in Avodas Hashem becomes something that's be'etzem and something that's part of us that we don't lose? So, in order to maintain our maimid of our Avodas Hashem, says the Rebbe the following. The matzav kazeh in the second paragraph, ha'etza shiye ikar ha'avodas shelo b'midas malchus. In that situation, a person should approach his avodas Hashem with malchus. What does that mean? Shikabolas ol malchus shemayim kishor le'ol v'kechamor le'maso. That a person should approach his avodas Hashem with a complete subjugation to the Malchus Shamayim, just like a shore, like a bull, carries the burden on his back, or a donkey carries the weight on his back. Meaning, there's a concept of, to coin a phrase, or to borrow a coined phrase, just do it. Just do it. In other words, in general, the Ava and the Yira are what help internalize. The more a person's burning with Avas Hashem, the more a person has a concept of Yira Shamayim that is necessary, like we discussed, to internalize the levels of growth that we want to achieve. But if we're not feeling it, we're having a moment where we're not feeling that emotional connection, when we're not feeling the Avodas Hashem, it's not getting us going, it's not getting us moving. So we have to approach our Avodas Hashem at those moments with a just do it mentality of Malchus. This is the Midah of David HaMelech. Chazal tell us, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim. What does that mean? Mar Rosh Hashanah. What does it mean, David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayim? So one we mentioned is the Malchus of David exist eternally. That's one idea. But the Nesiv Shalom explains it that b'chol amidos ataluyos b'moach uvalev yesh b'chinas misa. When it comes to all of our midos that are dependent upon our thoughts and our brain and our heart, all of our emotions, sometimes we have a misa in those areas. We can't think about it. Right, that Ava's not there right now. The year, I don't feel it. I don't feel it. The Shavisi Hashem, the Negdi Samid, the Yediyas Hashem, I'm a moment of shtus. The Rambam, the Gemara tells us, that a person is not going to sin unless he has a moment of shtus, where he's a shaita, where he forgets what it means to be an individual. So in those moments, how do we struggle through? How do we survive? Says the Gemara, David Melech Israel Chai V'Kayim. Explains the Rebbe, that means, about David Melech Israel Midas Malchus, Vayinu Kabozo Malchus Shemayim B'Yegia B'Pashtus, through hard work and labor, Midas Zu Chai V'Kayim Tomid, that exists always. We can always struggle through. We can always muster up to the challenge and say, I'm going to do it. That's always there. That exists no matter what. And in the moments where we can't have that emotional connection, where we're not feeling it, or we're having a moment where our brains are turned off for whatever reason, in those instances, the mechanism for success is exclusively through Midas HaMalchus, of saying, I accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the master, he's the king, and I'm a loyal servant. Where I turn off my brain of thought of why, if, how, and I say, this is what he wants, this is what I'm going to do. He said, jump, I say, how high? V'hine, b'mida zu shel kabola as ol ma'achu shamayim, explains the Rebbe in the next paragraph, b'yegia b'pashtus, b'shoa shekola midas sgurim, when we refer to this concept of Malchus, kishu b'chinas levona b'iskasya, that's not for now, that the moon is hidden, it's still there, but it's hidden, not for now. So there's two darkas, b'zman heder ha'or, Bizman Shalorak Horne Dar Elosh Nikshal Bakit Vinase Mabgom Mechitza Shabazam of Sekas Benudi Lob Shushmaim. There's two things that can prevent a person from having this connection, feeling this connection to the Bayer Island. One is you just don't feel it. You're having a moment where you don't feel it. It's not that anything bad happened, nothing went wrong. It's just I'm not feeling it today. Or, alternatively, a person feels the distance because he created a distance. Through a chet, through an aveira, by establishing a mechitza that's separating between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that relationship is lacking. Sometimes it's just not there. And sometimes I've done actively something to prevent that relationship from being there. Two situations. And in both of those situations, the Midas HaMalch, so we learn from David HaMelech, exists, not only exists, as our means of success. And that's what the Gemara in the Avodah Zarah says, L'chad David Elohiris Tshuva L'yachid, that David sinned exclusively to teach us how to do tshuva. How to do tshuva. The Midas HaMalchus exists even in a situation of chet. V'moyitichsiv v'mizmar l'David, kasher bo el basheva, v'tehillim nun aleph, we say, el moda poishim derachecho v'chatoim elecha yeshuv. I'm going to teach those who sinned the proper derech, and those who sinned how to return to you. That David HaMelech is showing us, David HaMelech is showing us that sometimes you're able to approach HaKadosh Baruch Hu with that rishpe ahava, with the flames of love, with that emotional desire and connection, and it really gets you going and it gets you established and attached. And sometimes you're focused on the yira. But a lot of times, many times when we've sinned and we've fallen and we feel that we're very distant because of our avodas, and it's hard to break out of the rut. We get stuck in a rut and it's hard to break free. So David HaMelech is teaching us there's a method of getting out of it then also. There's a method of reattaching. There's a method of establishing a relationship even in such a circumstance. It says a beautiful pshat in the pasuk in Yechezkel, famous from the Haggadah. V'u al derech tosiv ve'evor alayich ve'erech mitbosepsis b'damayich. Right? The other alaych I'll pass over and I'll see you, misbeisesses b'demayich, completely enveloped in the blood. B'shoa shel resichas adam
Sheboar ba yetzahara ke'esh. At the time that a person's blood is boiling up, the yetzahara is very is attacking. V'kulay shaisis dam. Right, the red of the yetzahara is attacking, and you're feeling you're connected to the yetzahara, ruled over by the yetzahara. As kol amidas betelus. Then you don't have any of the other midas. You don't feel the chachma bina v'das. You don't feel the chesed, givura, tiferes, netzach, yisoid. All of that's lacking. What remains? What remains? Ein lecha chabad, ein le rik she'av, v'yiro rak mikoyech kabos omal chushamayim b'yegiyo atipas dam ha'achroino yitoher gever. Only through the dam, only through the hard work, will a person be able to overcome in such a circumstance? Just like David HaMelech says he was Metair Ish Labayla, so too we have the capability of rectifying our relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's a method to the madness. That's a method to escape in difficult circumstances. We're not feeling it. We say, just do it. Explains the Rebbe, exclusively when you have this midah of I'm going to do it no matter what, no matter how, you'll have balance in your Avodas Hashem. In other words, if I have a certain framework that I work within, I have a certain framework to my life, that no matter the circumstance, I'm going to maintain that framework, and I have such a strong sense of Kabbalah Sal Malchus Shamayim, that it doesn't matter what my emotional connection is right now, doesn't matter how I'm feeling, I'm going to do it, because that's what I have to do. That will allow a person to have a balance in his Avodas Hashem. He gives a beautiful mashal. He gives an absolute beautiful mashal. Because imagine you gather together an army of 1,000 of the best fighters in the world. They're all optimal. They're the best. They're almost the best. And you tell them out. Send them out. The country sends them out to go fight the battle. They're supposed to fight the war. And each one decides based on himself. I'm a chacham. I'm a nava, and I can figure out how to do it. I'll do what I want to do. You know, everyone has their own framework to figure out how to fight. Because it's going to be a successful battle. The army will fall apart. There's no communication. There's no commonality. No one leading all the 1,000 fighters, despite how great they are, they have no commonality. They'll just fall, and they'll be a horrible army. They won't be successful. It says, even if they have, he says, furthermore, imagine a country that everyone loves the country. They love the country. They're completely invested in the country. But they don't have any mishtar, they don't have any ruler that's dictating certain rules and laws. So what happens when one person loses that love for the country? When one person he loses that love for the country, then the whole country falls apart. If there's a ruler, if there are laws, then that helps the person even in a situation where his ava is mitigated, is lacking. We mentioned earlier that a Kodesh Baruch Hu created every person with two Evarim. You have two hands, you have two feet, you have two eyes, you have two ears. What do you have one of? One head. You have one head. Why do you have one head? Because at the top of it all, the Malchus has to be one. There has to be one person in charge. Now it's necessary, it's important, it's beautiful to have the Av of the Yira. And that's what's going to help us internalize the message. That's what's going to help us develop as B'nai Torah, as Oivdei Hashem. But at the end of the day, there has to be one head. There has to be one person in charge. There has to be one framework that we're willing to buy into. And irrelevant of what situation we're in, we're willing to jump in because we have that framework, we have that echad b'roish. He continues with a major yisoid. He says that, you know, continuing the same yisoid, that because this is true, the only way that a person can really be oimid ben yisoyin is if he buys into the malchus. If he buys in, if he's really mekabel o malchus shemaim. Why? Because when a person's in a nisoyin, a real nisoyin from min hashamayim, he loses his, all of his senses of connection, of relationship, of desire for Kedusha. It's not, it might be there subconsciously, but it's not something that he's able to tap into. It's not something he's able to recall, it's not something he's able to bring to mind. In that moment of Nisayan, he feels completely at a loss, that there's nothing, that I just can't do it anymore. His Libai v'maychai don't understand, don't feel anything. We see this all the time. That a person has a moment of difficulty. He has a moment where he's just not feeling it. It's a day where it's dark outside and it's raining and I don't want to get out of my bed. I'm not feeling it today. So what gets him going? What gets him moving? Right, davening's just dragging on. What gets? It's because I have to. At that moment, what's going to make him do it is to just do it. Is that all of the shor le oil the chamor le masal, the midas hamalchus of Dovra Melech, and that allows for the person to be grounded. That allows the person to be balanced in his avodas Hashem. Now, obviously. The only way a person can be makabel upon himself a malchus is if he has malchus over his own life. In other words, it's necessary to begin with self-control before he's able to tap in to have a malchus shamayim. If he can't have self-control, if he can't become an individual who controls his taivas and urges and desires and he takes control of his life, then he's not going to be able to subjugate himself to the Malchus Shamayim. In fact, that is the fundamental difference between an Adam and a Behemoth. That an Adam has the capability of Shaylet al Atzmai. He has the capability to rule over himself. He has to have firm decisions and firm, has to be very strong in what he decides, has to really buy into it, really believe in it, that nothing's going to move him, nothing's going to shake him. But that's what makes him an individual. The Maharal in Derech Chaim says that the difference between a Talmid Chacham and an Am Aretz isn't just the difference in their Ruach and Neshama, Nefesh Ruach and Neshama, it's not only the difference in the way they look, Elagam Gufoy Shalzeh Einu Kegufoy Shalzeh. That he has a physical self control and capability that the other individual doesn't have. That what makes an Amar a Talmid Chacham into Talmid Chacham isn't just that he was given different koiches. We're all given different koiches. We all have different potential. But what makes the Talmid Chacham into Talmid Chacham, says the Maharal, is that the Talmid Chacham is willing to control his urges and desires. He's willing to subjugate himself and consequently be mekabel o malchus shamayim. You look at the end of Ois Gimel al derech Sha'omar Bala Beis Avram Zchusu Yogin Aleinu Shanivtsa b'milchama. Somebody who is damaged in war, Aser Loi Lihisakev Lachvish Pitzal. He shouldn't stop on the spot and start wrapping up his wounds with bandages. What's going to happen? He's on the front line. He just got hit with a bullet. If he sits there and tries to heal himself, what's going to happen? Pen Yigihu Kedure Mavis. He's going to get killed. What does he have to do? Rashis a lovely vrayach, run away. First run away. Only when he gets to a safe place he should start looking at, investigating his wounds, what's going on here, and start taking care of himself. So that's the same way for each and every one of us. Run away. First, be makabel, I'm going to do it. I'm makabel ol nachas shamayim be'emes. Only after that, can we begin to look at each individual situation. Only after that can we begin to tap in, do I have the avo? Do I have proper yir shamayim? Only after we run away, only after we decide to have a achlata gemura, self-control, is it shaykh to begin the next step of the process. The Rebbe ends off with a tremendous yisoy. He says, how is this practical? How impractically makabel malach shamayim? Halacha lemaisa. It's a nice idea, it's important, but how are you practically makabel malach shamayim? So he says, the way to do that is through emuna. It's through emuna. That your emuna has to be yitzayin mutzak l'chalateira, it's the foundation of everything. In the darkest of times, when you're not feeling the av of yira, you have to have clear, pure emuna to have this yitzivut, this balance in your avodas Hashem. The Gemara Makos tells us, Darsh of Tzimloi, there are 613 mitzvahs in the Torah. David came and said there are 11, narrowed them down to 11. Ishayo came and said there are only two, Mishpat and Staka. Bo Chabakuk v'amidah malacha shenem ha'tzad v'munotza yichid, there's only one. And that one is Emunah. And the Slonimah Rabbi the Be'er Avram explained the Pshat in the Gemara is 613 is a lot to focus on. It's a lot of to focus on. The Yitzhar Har can attack in a lot of ways. So David HaMelech said in our generation 613 is too much. We'll focus on 11. And the 11 midos, they include all 613, but just focus on 11. And that became too much also. So Yishayo said, focus on two. Av of Yira, Mishpat Utsdaka. That's all you need. Bo Chabak V'midah Lachas said, if you really can't even handle Av of Yira, you can't hold Mishpat Utsdaka, focus on one, Emuna. And if you have the Emuna, you'll have everything else. That will lead to everything. The foundation of it all is all from Emuna. Because if somebody has a emunah that Hashem is going to reward those who keep the mitzvahs and punish those who don't, that will lead to all 613, that will lead to Mishpat Utsdaka, that will lead to Avav Yira, that will lead to true Avtus. And says the Nesiv Shalom, the Itim Chashkos, in dark times, that is our lifeline. Our lifeline is to internalize the emunah. To really believe be'emes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here. And if we have a true emunah, we're able to be makabel malchus shamayim. We're able to have that midah of David HaMelech. We're able to tap into that shor le'oyel v'chamor l'maso, the just do it mentality. And eventually we'll break out of those difficult times, we'll be able to tap into the Ava, we'll have the Amuna, we'll have the Yira, we'll have it all, and we'll be driven to that Avodas Hashem in the optimal, upstanding way with the emotional connection as well. Adkan.